I'm Pastor Henry Hildebrandt. This morning, a bit of an update here from Ottawa. It is a cold morning, but not as cold as it was. It's about minus 15, I believe. Thank God it was a peaceful night. There was some concern what would be happening during this night, but it seemed all good. The report was this morning that there was not a single arrest. Now that is amazing, because there was hundreds and thousands of people here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so, and not a single arrest. It tells you that it is a peaceful crowd. Also, they are highly commenting on how well this crowd has done as far as cleaning up after themselves. There's no trash around. They're cleaning that up, putting the garbage bags out there for the garbage truck. So it has all gone well that way. I believe government is meeting this morning at 11 for their regular meeting. I would assume that one of the topics could be the convoy. It better be. Another topic might be where the Prime Minister is, but I don't know that that is their biggest concern. I also don't believe that even after his 5 days in hiding are over, that he's going to show up anywhere. I think he's very afraid of what is happening here, because the people are standing up nationwide. Border crossings have been affected by it. People are just, in plain words, sick and tired of the mandates of what is going on, and the truckers are here, and they did not come for a day or two. They are prepared to be here a long time. The money that has come together for them in the GoFundMe has passed 9 million, I believe. So the money is not an issue. The protest, like I said, has been peaceful, very peaceful thus far. I hear that more people are on their way here. Others had to leave to go to work, again, that are not living far away from here. But we will see how it continues on, and we will try to keep you posted. But it is quite the sight. Trucks everywhere. Amazingly enough, they made it right into the downtown core, right in front of the parliament. Is a nice big truck sitting that's here from Elmer, sitting right in front of the parliament building, hoisting up a big flag. I think there's a bigger one coming, apparently bigger flag. So we will see what happens. Had a good day yesterday. I was able to preach in the morning, preached on the importance of us getting back on the foundation. 25 Bible verses engraved at the Parliament building. How come we have forgotten them? How fast did this go down when we take prayer out of school, take the Word of God out of Parliament, ignore all these scriptures that are engraved there? There's a very, very good scripture right in front of the on the engraved in the south window that faces the front of the parliament area. It says freedom, something like this: freedom belongs only to those that have the courage to defend it. And that is precisely what we're seeing here this weekend, what we saw here this weekend. So we will try to keep you posted as time goes on and see what happens. Thank you so much for your prayers. Canada needs urgent prayer that something could happen. There's definitely two polarized sides here. One side is speaking strongly against it. Of course, the CBC network, just like the CNN in the States, is a very left-wing news media owned by the government. And obviously, they will be reporting on the way the government would like them to report on it. So we will see what happens. But so far, so good. We desire that the Lord's will would be done in all of this. See what happens. Lord bless you. Wish you a wonderful day.